After months of following public health advisories to stay home as much as possible and stay away from other people, well, it's election time and many people will have no choice but to go out. This is Lisa Berry, and you may be wondering, is there any health risk to voting? So we thought we'd check in with Eastern Michigan University professor and epidemiologist, Dr. Beverly Mahalko. How are you holding up?
I'm doing well, Lisa. Thank you for asking. Thank you for having me on again.
In Washtenaw County, 101,921,000 absentee ballots were sent out. They may be thinking, well, I requested it to avoid the contact and the germs, and I have been informed that there is an absentee ballot drop box at every city and township hall in Washtenaw County. So that would make it pretty low risk, don't you think, for turning it in?
Absolutely, absolutely. I know my community has the same thing. We pay our taxes that way, and we can drop off absentee ballots that way as well.
And what do you think the risk is of going in and actually casting a ballot in person? Is it very risky health-wise?
I do not think so, any more than, you know, running a quick errand elsewhere in the community. A lot of people, in fact, probably a vast majority in most communities, have filed absentee ballots this election. So the people going to the polls will be even more greatly reduced in numbers. Again, I've always voted in every election, and personally, during the primaries, there usually is a very low turnout. I rarely have seen more than one or two other people in my voting poll place anytime during a primary. I expect that there'll be even fewer, and I personally, as an epidemiologist, am comfortable voting in person today, and I will be doing so later today.
I checked in with Washtenaw County Director of Elections Ed Golombewski, who said all poll workers are wearing masks, gloves, face shields, and following a strict sanitization process, which includes sanitizing between each voter. So he says they're doing their part. And as we know, the governor said voters are not required to wear a face mask, but strongly encouraged to. What do you think? Where are you on wearing a face mask to go vote?
Absolutely. Wearing a face mask. Personally, I'm bringing my own pen. I don't know whether my polling facility will have, sanitized pens for me to use, so I'm going to bring my own pen. And quite honestly, I keep a pen in my car right next to the hand sanitizer in my cup holder so that when I've done curbside pickup of, dinner or whatever, I can sign the credit card bill with my own pen. One less thing to, share. And then, of course, hand sanitize right after. But in terms of going into the polling center, you're going to be handed these materials. It's probably no different than handling your mail. I am not concerned about picking up coronavirus from my mail or any other paper, because the best thing we can do is once we've handled things is to wash your hands. I'm assuming as well that the polling stations, as you just described, will have hand sanitizer. So after collecting my ballot, going in, completing it with my own pen, I will then insert the ballot into the box, and then I will sanitize my hands. So I'll have my little hand sanitizer in my pocket just in case they don't have it.
And you're an epidemiologist, and this is your area of expertise, right?
Absolutely. My own daughter, my own adult daughter, is also voting in person today, practicing good recommendations that we all are very, very familiar with at this point.
Right. And we've talked about wearing gloves before. Have you changed your mind? You didn't seem to think that was a necessary or a very critical thing to do.
I agree, because people don't use them properly. And as soon as you've touched something, they're contaminated as well anyway. The best thing to do is simply to be cognizant of what you're touching. Do not touch your face or mouth, or try not to touch your mask. I know I see a lot of people adjusting their masks at the nose. You know, adjust them at the ear bands. You don't want to be touching the front of that mask with your hands or gloved hands. But I do not recommend gloves, no.
Well, let's talk about that. So you're not supposed to touch the front of your mask. What does that do?
Well, your mask, again, is serving as a filter. So it's filtering the air, that you're breathing in. So any potential particles would be on the outside of that mask, especially if you're in close contact with someone who is shedding the virus. So you don't want to be touching the front of that mask. And also, are people just wearing the same mask day after day after day after day without cleaning it? If you're using disposable masks, then dispose of them. If you're wearing a cloth mask, you need to be keeping it clean. So again, run your errands for the day and then bring it home and wash it just with soap and water. I wash mine in the sink in batches, and then I always have a clean mask ready to go.
But that's a good point to remember. Don't touch the outside of your mask with your bare hand. Hold it from the ear loops, is that what we call them?
Right. That's how you put it on, and that's how you remove it at the ears, the ear bands, the little ear bands, or the ties.
The ties.
Whatever type of mask. Most people have, I think, elastic ear bands on their masks.
So bottom line, polls are open till 8 o'clock tonight. Going out to vote in person is low risk, medium risk? How would you categorize it?
I would consider it low risk. If you have, limited polling sites in your community, you may have to wait. Again, make sure there are 6 feet between the person in front of you and the person behind you. I would not bring my little children with me to the polling station, if at all possible. Just like, hopefully people aren't taking their children to stores any more than they absolutely have to. So keeping them home and safe.
So we haven't checked in with you for a few months. Let's go over a few things. I personally feel like I'm noticing a bit of a decline in public compliance with mask wearing and social distancing. What are you seeing?
Well, I in my community, I'm not seeing that. I'm not going out, I think, only about once a week going to a store. And in my community, everyone's been wearing a mask. I have not seen people at all in an indoor environment not wearing a mask. But again, communities are vary from location to location. I am not seeing a lot of young people either congregating. I haven't seen anyone congregating, for example, in my subdivision or in the neighborhoods adjacent. But it's disconcerting to me to what I'm seeing in the media about gatherings, proms, family gatherings for graduation, et cetera. It's disheartening to see so many people in those circumstances congregating without wearing masks and drinking and socializing. And I really don't understand it. I don't understand why people aren't, listening to the media. Part of the problem, I think, is a lot of people today get their media media exposure only through social media, rather than established news outlets like NPR and your station, where they're getting fact-based information.
I know in nearby South Lyon, they had a situation with an increase in cases because people were having graduation parties or proms or ceremonies, and nothing has really changed as far as transmission of the virus, has it?
No. I just think that people are getting complacent. They're tired of the lockdown. Certainly in my my age group, people are just as tired of it, but we are willing to go the extra mile and protect ourselves and our families and our communities. I don't understand the thinking of young people that they might, again, be not as at greater risk for severe complications with this disease. But what we still don't know about this disease is how common the lasting health issues are going to be. People having chronic, muscle aches, neurological symptoms, et cetera. And we are seeing that in young people. So they are not immune. You're not immune no matter what your age, where you live, how you vote, your race, your gender. No one is immune from this virus. The virus is in control. We apparently are not.
But we have seen a few things change, including you and I were discussing before we started the interview, safe hugging. As someone who I would consider to be a bit hug deprived right now, what can you tell us about that?
You and me both, single women, we don't have a whole lot of people hugging us. But I have felt comfortable hugging people, wearing my mask and them wearing a mask. For my immediate family, for instance, I have a 3-year-old granddaughter and 2 adult children. And when I hug them, we approach each other quickly, and each of us has turned our head to the opposite side. One person turns their head to the right. Each of you turn your head to the right. You are really bumping the back of your heads. Quick hug. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't see it as being a great risk issue, except, of course, I would not be hugging someone who was recently tested positive for COVID. I would not be hugging them or someone at very high risk, someone who's undergoing cancer treatment or immunosuppressed for any reason. I would not be hugging someone like that. But I feel comfortable hugging to other people that I have been in very close communication with and know that they are also quarantining for the most part. So, other than going out to the store, but they wear a mask, they use hand sanitizer, They're not going to gatherings of people. So, and the same with my little granddaughter. You know, she hugs me around the waist. You know, that there's a great distance between her breathing zone and mine. And so to back this up, I saw this discussed recently on another news program, a Sunday morning news program, and they were citing an article that had been recently published, apparently in the New York Times. I did not see it myself, but they showed pictures and they showed examples of safe hugging. So
you heard it here first on WEMU. Yeah. Dr. Beverly Mihalko says safe hugging is okay and voting is encouraged and you'll be safe and healthy and okay as well. Thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Oh, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Lisa. Thank you for asking me.